microphone saying that it's the 11th of November, 1970. Paul Cummings talking to Daniel Rich in his apartment in New York City. I've got all the proper material on here. Could you give me something about your family, if you have brothers and sisters? And
I'm an only child, and my father was a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and my mother was a teacher of English,
mm-hmm.
and I had a step aunt. This is a very strange kind of aunt. She was the sister of my father's first wife. And my father's first wife died, and he came back to South Bend from Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
The family had originally come from Virginia through West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to South Bend and met my mother, who was teaching school there,
mm-hmm.
teaching English. She graduated from Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and then had taken graduate work at the University of Chicago in the early days. So my father met her there, and she was taken into his stepfather's family and so
mm-hmm.
on. And so I grew up really with my mother, my aunt, and then this step aunt, who was very much interested in all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
She was a concert pianist, Bertha Beck, and she played in Europe and things
mm-hmm.
about, places of that sort. And she was very much interested in the visual arts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took me to the Armory Show when I was 10 years old. At the Art Institute.
Right.
Yeah.
And this was, I remember practically nothing about it, except it was terribly crowded, and I was shown the nude descending the stairs. By my aunt, who thought it was a very good picture. She wasn't mm-hmm. shocked by it. Then she lived in Chicago, and I spent a good deal of time with her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very much interested in music, of course, gave me the first piano I had, and I had a number of years of piano. And I was interested in opera and things of that
mm-hmm.
kind, and interested in the visual
mm-hmm.
arts, but particularly interested in writing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the background.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, did you grow up with books? Did you read a lot?
Yes, we read a lot. We read a lot at home.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, there was in South Bend a person who was very influential in interesting me, and that was a man who's still alive. Lives out in New City. His name is Carol French. And he was the only modern artist in South Bend.
Marvelous.
And he had copies of International Studio and things of that
uh-huh.
sort, and I used to go to his place. He later became a scene designer for the Chicago Little Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time in South Bend, there was no museum.
Yeah.
There was only one painting one real painting, I think, in the public library.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Felling of the Bee Tree by L. Clarence Ball,
mm-hmm.
who was an Indiana artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see quite a few pictures in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and Carol showed me things he was working on because
mm-hmm.
he was painting. And then I saw a lot of reproductions and things of
mm-hmm.
that kind.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a watercolor painter, not a very good one, I mean just an amateur,
mm-hmm.
but we had things around and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So there was always something,
yeah.
something there. Yeah. Well, what about your, did you show a particular interest in art very young? Did you draw?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I was much more interested in writing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted at one time to become a playwright.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at the University of Chicago, I wrote some plays that were produced there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But I took. I had a very good University of Chicago education because I took exactly what I wanted.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Well, it was very liberal in those days.
How'd you pick the University of Chicago over any of the other ones?
Well, my mother had gone there as a graduate student,
mm-hmm.
and my father was a graduate of the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And both of them early decided I would go neither to the University of Virginia or to the University of Chicago. So I decided on the University of Chicago.
What kind of primary schools and things you got?
Very good education and something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
How was life in South Bend?
Well, rather boring.
Yeah.
But as a child, I didn't notice it. A young
right.
boy, I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was in Chicago weekends a great deal and so
mm-hmm.
forth with this step aunt of mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had, and learned. And so